Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cold Sauce. My name is Raheem Cox. This is the 29th episode of Cold Sauce. Cold Sauce is a podcast specifically designed to help mentally ill patients along with the journey of recovery. You can find Cold Sauce via my website, www.rootforcepublications.com. As part of this bi-weekly episode of Cold Sauce, what I will be discussing is use negativity to multiply positivity. Not to keep you waiting, let's start off. While enduring the test of living, the test of being upright, and the test of being suitable for living for self and others within your community, and while enduring mental health problems, especially in this country that we're living in, that could be a difficult task. Because a lot of negativity in the fashions of how your mind is pre-formented and predisposed to many neglections is already hard enough. The living here in this country in the format of how citizens are adhered to by our officials above in our constitution is already a direct, in large sense, it's a direct web of negativity being spitted at you and being placed upon you in order for you to avoid. Now, for someone with mental health problems, you know, a lot of them, while in those stages of being mentally ill, your first conception is, you know, not only do people not care about me, you know, my psychiatric treatment within the facilities that I've been in is very unhelpful. You know, the stigma behind mental illness on TV and in the media, my family, those around me, they already, you know, it's already very hard to bear enough. So the negativity of being mentally ill within this country is at a high rate, especially after COVID-19, where the measures of depression and the measures of new arrival of mental illness placed upon citizens is very high. The negativity is the level of negativity is very high. So what I wanted to do was, as I mentioned in my earlier episodes, I am probably one of the best mental health advocates out right now, and this podcast is probably one of the most beneficial podcasts for mental health in the U.S. hands down. And I have been analyzing mental health problems for over a decade now, and I've been you know, analyzing the small and large inputs. I've been talking to people within the mental health community, and I have been, learning about the difficulties, you know, within the mental health community, and I have been administering myself, proper ways to, you know, get around the system. So this episode, use negativity to multiply positivity. There's many reasons why I documented this episode, but let me Let me give you an introduction to why you shouldn't feel there's nothing left to live for, and why you shouldn't feel that, why you should feel by no means that the mental health problem that you have, that you can't easily, the stigma in the determinant of your mind could easily be countered, in order to use it as a way to in order to use it as a way to produce positivity. Just look at me. This podcast right here is an excellent example. Use negativity to multiply positivity. For those with mental health problems, those that are for someone with their mind fragmented by fragmented or clotted in a certain area. What I want to or what I want to point out is just like when something is negated in an area of living in an environment or in it, this is a universal guideline. When something is negated in a certain area, it is also an addition, and is also an addition in another area. So if you are overburdened by little things such as you don't have enough finances due to the fact that because you have mental health problems, you can't stand up to the finite the a form of employment in order to, because your mental health problems are stopping you from being employed in holding the position that you want to have. You can easily use that negativity to multiply positivity, which, for example, as I started this podcast, I didn't have the idea in my head until I sat down and analyzed the I sat down and came to a conclusion that I came to a conclusion that this was th th this is one of my this is one of my key strengths that I have in life, and then my key forms of understanding, and a lot of people are not doing it. So just like a lot of people with normal mindsets, a lot of people with normal mindsets hold certain positions. A lot of people with normal mindsets hold certain positions in the job field. That means that there's also an addition in the job field for people for lower grade, for a lower class worker, or a area of employment that requires a certain skill set, an area of employment that, what you gotta realize here in this country, many people seek the same forms of employment. Many people seek the same forms of workload, and want to be many people want to be placed on their jobs, under a comfortable, comfortable measures. So if you have mental health problems, a beggar can't be a chooser. If you have mental health problems, why don't you know, for the time being, you could use that negativity to multiply positivity. You can easily step down the ladder a little bit and learn learn a position that a lot of people are not willing to take part in because it's not that favorable. And you could, as I mentioned also, the mental health community needs to unite. The mental health community is like a separate sect in America. So you can use that position that a lot of people don't want to hold and unite with someone else that you know that you've been in psychiatric care centers, unite with them, you know, bring forth your idea, you know, share ideas with that person, share ideas with other people with mental illness, and unite, lower your standard of rank for employment. You can lower your standard of rank for employment, or you can easily use as you're viewing right now, I'm a podcaster. You can easily use the fact that you have mental health problems, the mental health problems that you're having, you could use that as a way to unify other people with other mental health problems and use the finances gained by, you know, areas of employment that people don't want to take part in. You could use that negativity to multiply positivity very easily, is what I'm trying to say. So that's very important. Everything has mathematical value, and with the weakness comes the strength on the other side. So everything has mathematical value, what comes with the weakness also comes the strength. So use negativity to multiply positivity. One of the best ways to do this, and one of the best ways to do this is to chart your weaknesses to chart your success. So what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna give you a tip on when I was mentally ill and how I use my mental illness to get to the point of living where I'm at now, to have t to having over 10 books published and being one of the most credible authors in the US right now. What I did was I charted my weakness to chart my success. I grew up an athlete. I grew up an athlete. And I knew that it was a time when my mental health problems were very overburdensome. They and I was I was the effects of my mental illness was so heavy. I knew I had to take everything one step at a time. So from high school up until the age that I'm at now, I moved at a steady pace. I moved at a steady pace. So I charted what I did was so what I did was I strategically knew that my mental health status was gonna take in the future. I strategically knew that my mental health status in the future was gonna take as I write books. I write books. I'm a podcaster. I'm a community spokesman now, but I'm not one of those community spokesmen that is on the TV and on the radio or in the public eye all the time. I do things a certain way. So what I did was I strategically knew that my mental illness was going to be a factor in my future. So what I did was I put myself in a position to be the most knowledgeable. You know, enlightenment is free. The best things in life are free. But a lot of people with mental illness don't understand. You can easily use your negativity to multiply positivity. Enlightenment is free. You know. A very important tip for someone with mental problems, you have to take advantage of things that are free. For someone heavily mentally ill, if you don't take advantage of things that are free, you're probably 95% chance you're not going to make it. So what I did was, from high school up until now, I strategically knew that my mental health problems would be a factor in the future. So I made sure I was the person that had the most strongest core. I instilled the strong core value in many different areas. And for someone with mental health problems, I mean, about 97% of the time, no matter how mentally ill you are, you can still intake things. You can still intake things that can benefit you in the future, or that can benefit you employment-wise, or benefit you as a person. Probably 100% of the time. 100% of the time, no matter what mental illness you have, you still have control over your mental intake, your physical intake, and your spiritual intake for most part. You still can bring forth things, or quiet things, or intake things into your mind that can maybe not help you currently, but can help you in the future once you mastered that skill. So that's very important. So what I did was I used negativity to multiply positivity. Yeah, I have mental problems. I have mental illness, but I realized that that could easily be a career field. I could easily use that stigma as a career field in the future if I embedded my awareness of mental illness. So that's what I did. So if it's taking you too long to break out of mental illness, find a way like me to somehow personify its meaning. So yeah, sometimes in order to gain value from living, you have to personify the meaning of your problem. You have to personify the meaning of your weakness. You have to personify your weakness, a certain way. So if you're having a mental ailment, pinpoint part of your body you're having it in to pinpoint the method you need to recover. So this another tip I'm going to give. So if you're hearing voices, a lot of times come from voices. Voices come from many things. But a lot of times, voices is the effect of living the wrong lifestyle for too long. So what you do is you read your signs. Use negativity to multiply positivity. If voices came about in your head because you were living the wrong lifestyle, that means that you can use that negativity to multiply positivity. That means that if you don't have any other problems in your life, that means your lifestyle was what caused your problems. That means that you have to live the right lifestyle for a long enough time. And if you live the right lifestyle for a long enough time, that means that not only will you recover from your mental, you're almost guaranteed to recover from your mental illness, you're also guaranteed to be much more happier. A lot of people with mental illness learn by physical representation. So, another tip. Physical representation is very, very key to the mental health community. If you are psychotic in a way, and you can't, and if you have your bipolar, schizophrenic, depressed, mood swings, turn that ill that turn you could turn what you could do is you could turn that that bodily ailment into a physical representation, such as like a model or a form of artistic art to look at, or a design, turn it into a physical representation. That way you can see it in front of you. And a lot of times by from experience, if you have the problem that's affecting you drawn out in physical representation the right way, if you do it the right way, and you're able to see in front of you the weakness that you have. A lot of times people with mental illness, that's the best thing that helps them. That's the best thing that helps them. A drug addict also has a somewhat hobby. So use negativity to multiply positivity. A drug addict also has a somewhat hobby. So if that hobby, if you want to break out of your drug addiction, just you can if you want to break out of your drug addiction, you can you can also you can also a drug addict being using drugs is also a hobby. Using drugs is also a hobby. So what comes with that also comes a lot of thoughts, a lot of ideas, and a lot of creativity. So you can also use that to embark upon a new form a new form of an idea that can that's valuable to you or someone else. A homeless man has a somewhat larger form of shelter. So use negativity to multiply positivity. A homeless man also has a somewhat larger form of shelter. So that means that because you're on the streets and you don't have any place to live, you also have a certain positioning in living that is distinct from someone living in a house where in a house or an apartment where you could use your positioning as a as someone that's on the streets. You could use that form of the fact that just like people that collect bottles or do community aid in some way to generate money. There's many ways to generate money during small community aid. Collecting bottles is actually not that bad of a trade to take part in. Collecting bottles can actually generate you about, if you're doing it the right way, it can generate you about $30 to $50 a day. So that adds up. The mentally ill also make better people to invest in property, to invest in if properly molded. So use negativity to multiply positivity. Find someone you can use it, the fact that you have negative traits, but also are good at something else. Find someone that wants to invest in you. You can find someone that wants to invest in your ideas. Because the mentally ill is a proven fact. They have some of the best ideas. So, another tip. Bayes' legislature brings forth the ability to mold your own governance. So what comes with a government that is corrupt in a sense also comes a way for you to mold your own way of living. So use negativity to multiply positivity. That was the moral of this episode. I hope you enjoy my wisdom, and I hope it you gain much from it. And That's the that's it for this week of Cold Sores. Tune in 2 weeks for the next episode. Feel free to stop by my website, www.RootForcePublications.com. Thank you.